a banana tree on the rugged trail toward the balcony. A child of the 20th century, a dried up Goliath and a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Lily Grace. A gospel singer pots on her face, and a bamboo cane to help her keep the pace. Fee was a Buddhist prodigy, long past the age of maturity. Someday he would be set free, like it did for Floyd, the chimpanzee. His heart was jumping like a kangaroo, like a beast in a cage. An old Dutch zoo was hopping and jumping in wooden shoes. But Floyd was jealous and alone. He wanted Lily for his own. A desperate craving in his bones. Their love, he said, I will not condone. Then one day on a ship to Quebec, Floyd found Fee and Lily on a lover's trek. He picked up a bottle and broke off the neck. It sliced through the air and Fee hit the deck. Oh, Fee, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You promised never really until you're dead. You just got a bottle of fire. She was as thin as a small string bean. She slammed him in the face with a nectarine. Floyd fell back over the edge of the ship till he hung from the rail by his fingertip. Lily said, "Floyd, I'm gonna use your grip. With this tiny piece of paper, I can make you slip." So Lily took that paper and did the deed. Floyd hit the water with astonishing speed, and as the sharks circled in and began to feed, Lily knew the weasel was finally free. He's not